In baseball news, Derek Jeter homered on the first pitch he saw to give the Yankees a jolt in his return from the disabled list, and Alfonso Soriano made the captain a winner with a game-ending single that lifted New York over Tampa Bay 6-5 Sunday to avoid a three-game sweep. The Red Sox are back atop the American League East after winning the rubber match of their three-game series in Baltimore. John Lester picked up his 10th win by allowing 4 hits over 7 innings of their 5-0 shutout of the Orioles. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland blanked Texas 6-0, Toronto got by Houston 2-1, Kansas City doubled up the White Sox 4-2 in 12 innings, it was Oakland over the Angels 10-6, and Seattle topped Minnesota 6-4. In the National League, Washington crushed the Mets 14-1, Pittsburgh fell to Miami 3-2, the Cubs edged ahead of San Francisco 2-1, the Dodgers shut out Cincinnati 1-0 in 11 innings, Colorado 6, Milwaukee 5, San Diego blanked Arizona 1-0, and it was Atlanta over St. Louis 5-2. And in interleague play, Detroit edged ahead of Philadelphia 12-4. Johnny Peralta's grand slam captured an 8-run sixth inning. 3 men who have been dead for more than 7 decades have been enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Former Yankees owner Jacob Rupert and stars from the 1800s Hank O'Day and James Deacon White make up the class of 2013. At Saratoga Racecourse, 40 Tails won the Grade 2 Amsterdam Stakes for trainer Todd Pletcher, with jockey Joel Rosario paying $7.30 to win. In the NFL, the Jets and first-round draft pick Dee Milliner have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract worth about $12 million. In soccer news, the United States captured the Gold Cup final, winning 1-0 over Panama. Finally, in NASCAR, Ryan Newman snapped a 49-race winless drought, capturing the Brickyard 400. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.